The first reading is a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. After much debate had taken place, Peter got up and said to the apostles and the presbyters, "My brothers, you are well aware that from the early days God made his choice among you that through my mouth the Gentiles would hear the word of the gospel and believe. And God, who knows the heart, bore witness by granting them the Holy Spirit just as he did us. He made no distinction between us and them, for by faith he purified their hearts. Why then are you now putting God to the test by placing on the shoulders of the disciples a yoke that neither our ancestors nor we have been able to hear? On the contrary, we believe that we are saved through the grace of our Lord Jesus in the same way as they." The whole assembly fell silent, and they listened while Paul and Barnabas describes the signs and wonders God had worked among the Gentiles through them. After they had fallen silent, James responded, "My brothers, listen to me. Simon has described how God first concerned himself with acquiring from among the Gentiles a people for his name. The words of the prophets agree with this, as it is written, 'After this I shall return and rebuild the fallen hut of David. From its ruins I shall rebuild it and raise it up again, so that the rest of humanity may seek out the Lord, even all the Gentiles, of whom my name is invoked. Thus says the Lord who accomplishes these things, know from of old, it is my judgment, therefore, that we ought to stop troubling the Gentiles who turn to God, but tell them by letter to avoid pollution from idols, unlawful marriage, and the meat of strangled animals and blood. For Moses, for generations now, has had those who proclaim him in every town, as he has been read in the synagogues every Sabbath. The word of the Lord." Proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations. Sing to the Lord, all you lands. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations. Announce his salvation day after day. Tell his glory among the nations. Among all peoples, his wondrous deeds. Proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations. Say among the nations, the Lord is king. He made the world firm, not to be moved. He governs the people with equity. Proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations. Something isn't right here, so let me just look. Yeah, we're a whole week later. Wrong readings. So, let me do that again, just for the whole thing. The first reading is a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. From Pavlos, Paul and his companions set sail to arrive at Perga and Pamphylia, but John left them and returned to Jerusalem. They continued on from Perga and reached Antioch in Pisidia. On the Sabbath, they entered into the synagogue and took their seats. After the reading of the law and the prophets, the synagogue officials sent word to them, "My brothers, if one of you has a word of exhortation for the people, please speak." So Paul got up, motioned with his hand, and said, "Fellow children of Israel, and all you who are God-fearing, listen. The God of this people Israel chose our ancestors and exalted the people during their sojourn in the land of Egypt. When with uplifted arm he led them out, and for about 40 years he put them into the desert and he put up with them. When he had destroyed seven nations in the land of Canaan, he gave them their land as an inheritance. And at the end of about 450 years, after these things, he provided judges up to Samuel the prophet. Then they asked for a king. God gave them Saul, son of Kish, a man from the tribe of Benjamin, for 40 years. Then he removed him and raised up David as their king. Of him he testified, 'I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will carry out my every wish.' But this man's descendants, God, according to his promise, has brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus. John heralded his coming by proclaiming a baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. And as John was completing his course, he would say, "What do you suppose I am? I'm not he. Behold, one is coming after me, and I am not worthy to unfasten the sandals of his feet." The word of the Lord. We'll take the response we already did, so that'll count. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. When Jesus had washed the disciples' feet, he said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, no slave is greater than his master, nor any messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you understand this, blessed are you if you do it. I am not speaking of all of you. I know those whom I have chosen, and so the scripture might be fulfilled. The one who ate my food and has raised his heel against me. From now on I am telling you before it happens, so that when it happens you may believe that I am. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever receives the one I send receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. And so we hear Jesus says, if you understand this, blessed are you if you do it. You know, we listen to a lot of things of God. We go to daily mass or listen to daily mass and spend time with the scripture. It's great to hear it, but it's another thing to do it. And here we talk about with David in the first reading. Again, this is what God says about David. Here is a man after my own heart. He will carry out my every wish, which means he will live my every wish. He's not going to just say, oh, your will be done, but I want to do your will. Now, the thing about David, of course, is he was a great sinner also. He fell many, many times, but David kept getting up, kept getting up, kept getting up, and then would do God's will. And so he gives us some courage and some hope that even though David was a great sinner, he became a saint. He's Saint David. And even though we're great sinners, we can become saints, great saints, if we don't just think about it as God's holy will, but we do it. We have one purpose, to do God's holy will. May that be the purpose of our lives. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us give to God.